Good morning, everyone. My name is Juliet Lee, and I will be speaking to you today. Many thanks to Moilili Honganji, the White Way Broadcast Program, Reverend Bert Sumikawa for his goodwill, and Richard and Emma in the office for all of their reminders and help with the broadcasting. Above all, thank you for this opportunity to share some of my thoughts with you once again. When I was growing up, my mother had a bright green magnet on the refrigerator that said, "Life is a series of activities." When I grew older, I realized how true this saying was. Yes, we never stop going from one activity to the next until the day we die. Our activities may vary each day, with some being routine, others momentous. Like most of you, getting up in the morning begins my day. I jump out of bed, put on the coffee, feed the cat, and go out for a walk, after which time I take a shower, clothe myself, and because I'm oshare, put on my makeup, and so forth and so on through the rest of my day. Now that I'm retired, I go through most of my activities easily and joyfully. In other tasks, because I'm older, I do them with more difficulty. For example, I dislike going to the dentist or shopping at Costco when it's crowded or driving around town. Imagine, even doing nothing is still an activity. However, there is much more to this idea of going from one activity to another, and that is our ability as humans to be self-reflective about what we do. I have learned that no matter what activity I'm engaged in, if I do it mindfully, it is much easier to do. But what does being mindful mean? Long ago, my parents were staunch members of Hilo Honganji Mission, so I spent many hours at the temple. When young, the temple appeared huge, the grounds sprawling with its kindergarten, dojo, and Japanese language school. I remember playing tag with other children who, like me, were waiting for our parents to get over some meeting or church service or project. Very often, we'd get very loud and boisterous in our play. Hearing me laughing and screaming, "You cannot catch me," or yelling at some affront, "Ahana gokolele, you broke my okolele," my mother, hearing me carrying on this way, would come out to scold me. "Juliet, behave yourself," she'd say. Later, if I continued my ruckus behavior, she would come out again, this time take me aside and say, "Be mindful or else." Whenever she used these words, her voice became lower, and she would also give me her mean eye, which meant she wasn't kidding, and with that, I was made to sit quietly. Although I had an idea, I did not quite understand the difference between behaving as compared to minding myself. Somehow, my mother saying I should mind myself had a different connotation as to when she said I should behave myself. It was at Hilo Honganji's Sunday school where I first learned about the Eightfold Path, the eight ways possible for someone to achieve spiritual enlightenment and cease suffering. Of the eight steps, the seventh step, called right mindfulness, was the hardest for me to understand. I eventually learned that right mindfulness meant being aware of the present moment in one's body and mind without being attached or judgmental about other people or things. As a child, for example, I was so attached to my toys that even when broken, I couldn't throw them away. Later, as a teenager, I had the bad habit of judging others. I would look at other girls and judge them by how they dressed or put on their makeup or how they spoke. "Oh, look at so-and-so," I would exclaim. "She looks silly, dumpy, or goofy, doesn't she?" I would criticize. I later regretted saying these things, for I only hurt myself, classmates turning away from me. Learning right mindfulness eventually made me see my mean-spirited ways after years of practice and introspection. Recently, this idea of right mindfulness has come into vogue. It is a hot topic in books, talk shows, even in schools. It is on YouTube, online, and people's blogs. Most of the emphasis, however, appears to be about a person's internal world, their feelings and their thoughts. But right mindfulness is more than about one's internal life. It also encompasses one's relationship with the external world, with whom and what you interact with. In other words, right mindfulness is the complete awareness of all movements and moments that happen inside and outside of you. For example, when you go to a park, you want to see all of the beautiful flowers, enjoy the sunshine or rain, be friendly to the people you encounter as you walk along. If you have your head looking down at your iPhone, you would miss everything around you, even bump into the light pole. Simplistically, being mindful is like keeping your eyes on the road when driving so you don't get hurt or others don't get hurt. The benefits of right mindfulness are many. With right mindfulness comes the awareness of who you are and what you are, your reactions, thoughts, and feelings. With right mindfulness, you develop insight into the nature of things and learn to deal with your suffering, desires, and feelings, as well as that of others, with more compassion and understanding. You become aware of things that bind or disturb you, and through this awareness, you develop more wisdom, detachment, inner stability, and peace. With right mindfulness comes the ability to have the right view, practice right speech, do the right action, pursue the right livelihood. As I said before, right mindfulness does not come easy. It takes practice. I once read that right mindfulness can ease your suffering if you disclaim them as something that is not yours and something not about you. All things can be viewed with this understanding. Thus, as we go through the different activities in our lives, we should do them with right mindfulness, which means with detachment, acceptance, and composure. In other words, peace and tranquility must remain inside of you at all times, irrespective of what is happening around you. Right mindfulness requires people to be well-rounded, friendly, compassionate, happy, and filled with equanimity, all the while remembering the fleeting nature of our lives. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu.